So yesterday I received a comment on one of my YouTube videos, and the guy was basically saying that, well, first off he said thank you, and then he was like, "Your videos are genuinely the best personal development videos out there," because he said that there's something that they don't have, and that there's something that they don't have that's good that they don't have, and something that they do have that's really good that they do have. And what they don't have is it's not like the other ones where it's like a prescription, right? Like, I don't know, a like telling somebody how to live. But what it is like an honest sense of care and interest for personal development. And I was just really happy to just see that, because what I think is so fascinating about my journey of, making videos on YouTube, vlogging, just exploring myself and everything, and really what I'm doing is documenting my journey of healing from childhood trauma. I'm just really happy that it was received in a way that's actually important to me. And it's fascinating because I think that there was actually a point when they were much my videos were much more on the side of like prescription. I remember definitely making motivational and inspirational content, like, like do this, do that. And like, it's not that that's good or bad. It's just that I'm more interested in learning about myself and documenting that. And as a byproduct, and it can often be a very large byproduct, helping other people, ultimately. That's really what this is about. So I was very excited to see that, and I can tell that it's just like the beginning for me. I'm very excited to just continue to create on YouTube and to just document myself. And I love it. I really do. I'm finding more ways to be creative, and it's just wonderful. It's a blossoming experience. It's just so cool to see how I evolve as a person. Something that I've been doing lately, not really a lot, but I'm starting to kind of like dip my feet in, is like sitting in the tension. It's kind of strange that I would argue. It's kind of strange that it's considered tension, but sitting in the tension of putting myself first and saying no to other people. Or I should say also, asking other people to do things. I've noticed that for far too long, I've really like not asked people to do things. I'm very used to, and I know exactly why too, of course. I am very used to doing things all by myself. I learned to be overly responsible. Again, not going to say why, but and I know exactly why. I learned to be overly responsible, and now, like, what I'm really focused on is just being responsible for the things that I know that I'm responsible for. Having permeable boundaries, which I have experience with. That can actually lead a person to doing things that are not their responsibility, because again, in terms of boundaries or a person's frame, right? Boundaries are where a person begins and where a person ends, right? And everything that is the responsibility of that person is within those boundaries, within that frame. Right? Anything outside of that is not that person's responsibility. So, throughout my life, what I've been doing is being outside of that frame and taking on responsibilities that are not my own. And it's just, it's really cool to see how things are changing, like, asking people to do things. Because actually, the way that I've lived a lot of my life, and I do not like this at all, and the more I heal and awaken to the reality of what's been happening, the angrier I get, actually. But the anger is healing, which I'm grateful for. I have done way too much for other people, and I haven't done enough for myself. And I notice oftentimes that when I ask other people, like, it's interesting, like, other people will ask me to do things, right? And I'll do them. But then when I ask other people to do things, and it's not unreasonable either, it's literally like the equivalent of what other people ask me to do. But when I ask other people to do things, like, they hesitate or they don't do them. And, like, I've noticed that. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to stop doing things for people. I am. You know, I'm not going to entertain relationships that are not reciprocated. You know, that's just not okay. And so, yeah, I'm really just sitting in the tension of saying no and putting myself first. It's kind of strange to me that there's actually tension that comes with putting myself first. But it's a very empowering experience. And the tension is not bad. But there's something else that I've been learning recently, and I think it's very interesting, so I'm going to explore it here. So, tension, right? The word tension is also part of the word intention, right? I can set an intention for something, right? But that means that I am in tension, right? If I'm setting an intention for something, if I have an intention, I am in tension, right? And so that means that I'm sitting in something that may consist of discomfort, right? If I'm setting an intention and I am in tension, maybe it means that I'm doing something that I've never done before, and therefore there is a level of discomfort that comes with it. Talking about timelines, for instance, right? When I say timelines, what I'm really referring to is setting a new timeline. Like, for instance, my decision of doing a podcast, right, and being consistent with it on, first it was a daily basis, and then I just kind of, like, thought, like, okay, that's too much. You know, doing on a daily is too much. And then I turned it into a weekly thing, right? So I continued the intention of doing a podcast on a weekly basis, right? And the cool thing is, I've already had two guests, two legit guests. One was a coach, and the other one is actually an international author. And I was just invited to be on another podcast. So I actually started and created a new timeline for myself, right? That timeline started when I started doing podcasting consistently, right? So that literally changed the timeline of my life. That changed the course, the events of my life. And that's actually attracting specific things into my life, including just me doing a podcast and having that grow, me having guests on my podcast, and now when it happens, me being a guest on another person's podcast. And it's just, it's really cool. It really is. And so other than that, doing daily YouTube videos was another instance where I activated, started, created, you know, insert whatever word, a new timeline. Right? And that timeline is me being a full-time YouTuber, and things are going to come with that. And it's exciting. It's really cool. It's an awesome thing to kind of, like, look at and, like, reflect on, because that is where the change happens. I'm very interested in doing things differently at this point in my life. But there is something that I want to talk about. And that something is that I now am where I've never been before. Like, I was different at 25 than I was at 20 for several reasons. I was also different at 30 than I was at 25. And now, at 33, I'm drastically different at 33 than I was at 30. I'm at a point in my life now where things are so fucking different that it's almost as if I haven't put my feet down on the ground, right? People are out of my life now. I don't mean everyone. I mean people that needed to get out of my life are out of my life now. And it's just so fascinating. Like, it's like I'm in such a new territory that part of me, like, doesn't know what to do. And part of me doesn't know how to approach this new space of awareness that I'm in. And it's very challenging for many reasons to deal with that, because it's like, it's so different that it's like, well, now what? You know? It's kind of like when a person is healing from codependency, right? And they're asking themselves, well, now what? Because when they ask themselves, well, now what? It's like they're putting themselves first, and they're so used to putting everyone else first before them. And so now that they're not doing things for other people, they're confused because they spent their entire life putting everyone else first and doing everything for other people, that now they don't know what to do because they're putting themselves first, and they're kind of just like, oh, I don't know what to do about this, right? That's kind of what it's like. And it's like there's no ground to stand on. Or it's just a lack of familiarity with the turf, with the soil, with the road. And it's fucking wild. It's a challenging space of awareness to be in, because right now what I feel like, shout out to Neo on behalf of this one, I feel like I'm waking up from the Matrix. I feel like I'm waking up from either one massive program of autopilot or just multiple programs of autopilot that have kept me locked into a very specific way of living. Waking up from a low self-esteem regarding, you know, shame and guilt and feelings of unworthiness that never actually had anything to do with me. It's a wild experience. It really is. Like, imagine your entire life carrying around feelings of unworthiness, right? You're going to experience life a very specific way, because if you feel unworthy, you're also going to attract people into your life that reaffirm that belief for you that you are unworthy, right? But then imagine waking up from that and realizing that your feelings, your ideas, your beliefs of unworthiness came from somebody else. Because that's the way that it is, right? If I feel unworthy, it's because somebody else planted that belief in me. Somebody else did something that triggered that initiated that in me. I wouldn't say triggered, I'd say initiated. It started that. There was a seed that was planted, right? And then it sprouted. And the flowers are fucking rotten, and they're falling over, and they're falling apart, and they're crumbling, and they're degrading, and all that stuff, right? But it's like it's an illusion, because it would have to be, because that's how the waking up from it happens. you realize that it's an illusion. So imagine waking up from low self-esteem, from guilt, from shame, from unworthiness, all of these elements that have fucking nothing to do with a person. It's wild. It really is. And so it's also challenging because it's like, well, I carried that energy around for so fucking long. What am I supposed to do now? And so this new space of awareness that I'm in is challenging because it's like, okay, well, you know, it's kind of strange. It's different. But something else that I've been realizing lately, and this is huge. Everything, not just my relationships, everything that I have consumed in terms of entertainment and media has actually been a mirror of my childhood. Right? We don't just attract people based on, you know, the way that we were raised and stuff. We don't just attract relationships of chaos because, you know, we were raised in chaos and we identify and associate love with that. We also listen to the music that we listen to because it mirrors a chaotic childhood. We also watch the movies and television shows that we do because it mirrors a chaotic childhood. The familiarity that comes with all of that is what this is all about. It's all just repetition compulsion, the act of repeating patterns of familiarity from childhood that were chaotic, right? For people that had chaotic childhoods and everything. It's just, this is such a fascinating thing for me, and it's so cool to explore because it helps me to see myself more clearly. And as the guy that commented on my YouTube video said, you know, most personal development channels out there are really just prescriptions for people. And I, you know, it's interesting too, because a majority of the videos that I've watched of other people talking about personal development things and stuff, I've noticed that it is that. It's like, here's what to do. Here's how you fix it. But like, I'm just grateful that I'm getting that kind of feedback in regards to my videos being different, but better than the other ones. Because I love the way that I make videos. I love that I can explore myself. And, you know, honestly, like, I would just love to, like, I'm not trying to motivate or inspire anybody. I'm honestly not. I mean, I wouldn't say that I am, at least. I enjoy doing what I'm doing, and if it does motivate or inspire somebody else, awesome. It's a byproduct, right? But my intention, first and foremost, is to just explore myself. This is, so far, the most unique and genuine era of my life. You know, I am healing from childhood trauma, and it's just an experience and a half. It's a hell of an experience. It's so cool. It's an amazing thing to watch unfold. I get to witness myself be reborn again, wake up from, you know, childhood trauma, all of the impacts from, you know, the low self-esteem and everything, the guilt, the shame, the unworthiness. It's almost challenging for me to look at myself sometimes and be like, Chris, you are worthy. Everything that happened in childhood, one, happened for you. You couldn't tell at the time because you were too young to understand it. And now you've been gifted with superpowers, right? Which I understand not everyone would see things like empathic stuff, like being highly attuned to people's energies and emotions as superpowers. Many people would see that stuff as trauma responses. I see both. I do. Because honestly, being highly attuned to people's emotions and energies, that's a skill. And that can be utilized in a setting like being a therapist, right? So I'm grateful that I learned that. I really am. But really just undressing from the unworthiness and just realizing that I've been wearing clothes that were never mine to begin with for, you know, 3+ decades. It's wildly liberating. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care.